Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 705 Cinco de Mayo Day. And we're happy with that. It's 530-605-4567 if you want to call the station. And, of course, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we have our chat room. We've already got people in the chat room already saying hello. Joining us today is Bad Bob.
Howdy.
Bad Bob, I'm sorry to hear about what happened there in your business.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry to see that the adult novelty store will not be opening down in Anderson close to the school. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
Oh, darn. Well, it's, I'm definitely a fan of free enterprise, but this was maybe pushing the line a bit.
Oh, okay. Hey, and guess what? I am happy today. I am dancing. I am twinkling around the studio because Linda's back.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be back. 7:06 in the morning, and we're happy and chipper this morning. We went to a wonderful play last night. This is brave. Women, you understand this. I just went with no makeup. I set up. Katz is in town. I'm meeting the cast. I'm taking my good friend Karen, who owns Camellia Costumes. We get to see the costumes up close, and so I went to Katz. Well, a little irritating in the eye this morning because I forgot. It's been, 20 years probably since I've seen it. And this was, I cried throughout the night. It was just good is good. And this was the singers and dancers, what a heavy dance musical it was. And it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
Well, and I appreciate you inviting me to that. And I on one hand, there was Katz, and on the other hand, there was trap shooting.
Yeah,
Katz,
I know.
Trap shooting. Katz, trap shooting. You know, it was closer. It was closer for a while.
Today, we're going to have a high of 87, sunny, beautiful day with a mostly clear evening, with our tonight, of course, going around 54 degrees. Today, Cinco de Mayo, la, 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 la. If you are Mexican or of Mexican descent or just like to party, Cinco de Mayo is the day to celebrate the anniversary of the 1862 Battle of Puebla. General Ignacio Zaragoza's troops were outnumbered 3-1 as they battled the invading French army. They may have been outnumbered, but they had the will to win. The Mexican forces defeated Napoleon III's army, and Puebla stood. Now that's time for you to, of course, party. Tonight, we will have the great honor on Cinco de Mayo to go down to the State Theater. There's still tickets available. We have an interview coming up with the great Merle Haggard. The State Theater is doing a fundraiser tonight. That's down in Red Bluff. They're doing pretty much a restoration for their State Theater, like we did here in Reading with the Cascade. And it's a beautiful event. They still have tickets available. I spoke with the people in charge yesterday. There would be 15 live auction items, such things as a guitar signed by Merle Haggard. Tom Hanks, who used to reside in Red Bluff, has sent an autographed poster of Apollo 13, and in the bottom of that he said, we have a problem, Houston, but we can't see Red Bluff. And so he put that in there, so that'll be a live auction item. Evidently, there's some kind of turn-of-the-century shotgun. She mentioned the name, Carl, you would know what it was, and she said that's also signed by Merle Haggard. It's a collector's item. And various items that will be week-long trips to the Big Island and condos and houses and different. So it's not an all, like a forever and ever live auction. 15 live auction items that begin at 7. The concert's at 7:30. It's going to be a spectacular evening again, Merle Haggard, and you'll hear some really interesting information that he shares with us in this upcoming interview in just a moment.
Also, because it's Cinco de Mayo, just a couple of things for our friends out there. There's going to be DUI patrols out tonight. The Avoid the Six Shasta County Anti-DUI Task Force is deploying overtime patrols. And the California Highway Patrol is going to be looking for suspected drunken drivers. And for Cinco de Mayo, it just doesn't, you know, it won't end up great if you end up in jail. Now, AAA is offering a free tow up to 10 miles for anyone who wants to avoid risking a drunken driving arrest. Begins at 6 p.m. today and runs through 6 a.m. Friday. And you can call them at 1-800-222-4357. Or, better yet, you can also call Yellow Cab. That's right, call Yellow Cab because they're going to be out in force tonight, too. It's better to take a ride, pay 10 bucks to get home, than it is to ride free, at least for the first 10 miles in the back of a police car, and it costs you thousands after that. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have that Merle Haggard interview. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning on Cinco de Mayo. This is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hold on to your sports bras, because now it's fun to get fit. Introducing the Curve Circuit with Zumba Fitness, the only class that mixes the music and moves of the Zumba program with the proven strength training of Curves for one wildly effective workout. Shimmy on in and start getting down to the size you want to be.
Free enrollment when you donate a bag of groceries to our annual food drive at Curves in Reading by Ace Hardware on Eureka Way. Online at CurvesReading.com.
But we like holding hands and pitching wood.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, Cinco de Mayo. Like phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com.
Well, we know who that is. Our very own. When we say our very own, of course, we're talking Merle Haggard. And we see Merle around town. You know, it's so funny. I had the gal from the kitchen store yeah, Merle's wife comes in, and she just, you know, he sits out in the car, and she comes in and gets this, 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 and this. And they've been so beautiful giving back to the community. And we had a wonderful moment in time to be able to kind of go in depth with Merle on some thoughts about what he's going to be playing tonight. There are tickets still left, ladies and gentlemen. The State Theater. And I'll come back in a moment with that phone number. If you're thinking, I'd really like to go to this concert, you'll be also helping to raise funds for the State Theater and the Red Bluff, beautiful, historic State Theater built in 1928. I believe they're restoring that, and they want to keep it in its originality. So let's get going. And are we ready, Bob? Okay.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're fabulous, Carl.
We're doing fine, sir. I appreciate you letting us have this interview so we can tell everybody what's happening here at Red Bluff at the State Theater this week.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. So we see that you have a long list of dates. It looks like you're kicking off May with the State Theater at Red Bluff. Of course, we're really excited, A, that the State Theater is under renovation and you're going to be kicking off a great fundraiser. Do you have a story to tell us about perhaps the Red Bluff State Theater?
Well, you know, I'm kind of in the dark about it. I haven't seen it and been told that, for example, that Tom Hanks has bought the doors for it, and there's been a lot of people involved with the renovation of it, and I'm proud to be part of it.
So when we see you on stage Thursday night, can I call you Merle, or should I call you Mr. Haggard or the Hag?
Merle's fine.
How many people will be in your ensemble on Thursday night?
Well, we got like a six-piece band, and we have... both of my sons will be there, Noel and Ben. Ben plays guitar in the band. Noel will be opening the show for us. And after he does that, he'll be running the prompter for me because I can't remember all the words.
Well, you know what? You know what, Merle? After after over 38 number one hits, three Grammys, I can't even count the numerous the Academy of Country Music Awards. You know, but not being able to remember every word is something that I think most people understand.
Yeah, it's it's just hard to do. You know, you can go out there and think you know it all, but they'll come a moment where you need a little help, you know, and it's there, and it don't hurt to do that.
Well, it's a staggering number, the number 11 to date, 11 records or CDs or albums, you know, that dates me, CDs, albums, that you've recorded just in the last decade.
Well, we've got to keep busy, and we need to keep singing so we can sing when the time comes, and so I work on recordings most of the time out here in Palisadro.
Well, you know, Merle, there's, you know, everybody should have a Merle Haggard story, and I've got one. And I went to enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1970, and while I was in boot camp, after we finished the rifle range, we get a week called mess and maintenance where we just, you know, we work in different places around the base, and I ended up working over at the Staff NCO Club. And which was great for a young private because it meant that you could, you know, nobody was yelling at you right then. And they had a jukebox in there. And I remember somebody playing Mama Tried probably 20 times during that week that I was working there. And it's always had kind of a spot in my heart there.
Well, thank you. My brother was a Marine, joined in 1943, was part of the Okinawa situation, so... We're a Marine family, and I appreciate that.
Well, sir, I appreciate your brother's service too. One of the things we were wondering, you know, it's, you've done so much, and you keep going strong. How do you keep the enthusiasm up?
Well, it's not easy. You know, it's a job, and it's also a labor of love. And then I have the young boy here that's 18 years old playing guitar in my band. And, so I've got to keep going so he'll have a place to play. And then there's the fans, you know, the people that have supported me all through these years that deserve to have a good show, and so that's the reason we keep trying, you know.
Well, recently, first of all, this is such an honor. You know, if you hear stammering or me staggering or stammering or stuttering, it's because we're right now we're talking with the great Merle Haggard and you know, such a prolific songwriter and any person who's ever attempted any kind of songwriting or music definitely will have a Merle Haggard collection with how you craft your words and as such a poet for the people. In your earlier years or even right now, is there something while you're writing, is there another artist perhaps that you listen to get into the mood?
No, writing is a personal thing. It really, you know, I've studied other writers. I've studied all of them that I know about all down through the years, but writing is an impulse. It's not something we sit down and try to do sweat out or whatever, but it comes to us from inspiration and things that happen in the news, things that happen in the family, and whatever, you know. And I wish I could write something about Osama bin Laden, but he don't deserve it.
Well, I tell you what, that's been a...
Could be gone, gone, gone.
Yeah, that's been a big subject on our talk show here, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do we hear a wind of the fact that there may be an album or some works with Christofferson, Willie Nelson, and yourself?
Well, you know, this last couple of years, Chris and I have done a lot of shows together, and of course, the subject of recording does come up, and we are in the process of maybe putting something like that together.
Well, did you hear the words, please? Please, P-L-E-A-S-E, please.
Well, thank you.
That would absolutely be a huge present to your all's fans.
Yeah, it would. It'd be wonderful, and we do have it in mind.
Now, recently we saw that you, and of course we witnessed that you got one of the highest honors we could ever get, and that was the Kennedy Honors, where you received, what was exactly the name of the honor?
Kennedy Arts Center Award.
Yeah, and we saw you with the wonderful ribbon with the emblem on the and the end of it. And I think I read somewhere that Oprah Winfrey was also being honored, and she sent you some wonderful champagne.
She did. She sent us a whole big case of it, and she was, you know, just as honored as I was, and. She one time reached over and said to me, you know, she said, we've come the farthest.
Well, you know, that...
That's great.
Did you ever believe that you would be honored there at the Kennedy Center like this?
No, I never dreamed of it. It blew me over, you know, when they told me about it earlier in the year. They contacted me and told me that we were going to be honored.
I know how you feel. You're obviously a man of great humility, but somebody that has had such an impact on our lives and an impact on the way people think and when the music they listen to. I guess, you know, if you take a step back, Merle, that's not a big step to get to the Kennedy. And after what you've accomplished in your life.
Well, you know, thank you for those nice words. It's always. A surprise when that spotlight hits you for such a thing, you know.
Well, when you have your set list, such as we put together your set list on Thursday night, do you change it up? Do you, if you travel in a motorhome or how you travel to get to your destination, do you think, you know, tonight I want to open with whatever the song would be, or do you stay pretty close to your set list and then kind of change songs in the middle of the show, or how does that work for you?
Well, I try my best to not think about it and to not worry about it. I have a body of work, and the band is familiar with all of that. And so we kind of hit the stage with not knowing what we're going to do. That way we don't worry about it, and it comes out with a different show every night, and I have no idea what I'm going to do down here. I just hope it's good.
Well, you know what? That's really exciting. I love that, because then it just makes it fresh. You know, what are you feeling in this moment? And to be able to have that great band that supports you, where you can turn around and say, let's do blah, blah, blah. It's a continuum of your breath. And that is a gift in itself, to be able to have musicians around you that can support you in putting on that kind of show.
You said it. It's absolutely that way. And, you know, if we tried to do it with a set list, I tried early in my career, in a St. Louis show with 12,000 people, I had a set list, and I threw it away in the middle of the show, and I said, I'll never use one of those again, folks.
I bet you anything.
It won't work.
See? I love that. It was a great laugh. I hope we got that. That was a deep in your belly, like, yeah.
Well, we appreciate the time you're taking with us, Merle. And one last question would be, you know, what's next? What's next for Merle Haggard?
Well, they're supposed to do a movie on my life. That's the biggest thing that's occurring right now. We have the resources, which is hard to find sometimes for that big a project, but we have the resources now. It's just a matter of putting it all together, and we're in the process of doing that. And well, that's probably the big thing in my life right now.
Well, you've had an eventful life, that's for sure. And I think that a lot of people would really enjoy this movie.
And plus your wife, Teresa, and your kids, to be able to go on tour and have them all around you is just, you know, that's got to be like a family experience, kind of like the Cashes used to do, Johnny, and, you know, they'd go out, and that was, I remember those days. Those were great days. And we're so looking forward to Thursday night at the State Theater in Red Bluff, Merle Haggard. It's going to be a great show, and we thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us this morning here on KCNR.
I think there's about a dozen tickets left, and remember, at 7:30 in the little place, all seats are good, so at the State Theater Thursday evening, Cinco de Mayo. We want to invite everybody and thank everybody for the contribution when they come out.
Well, thank you again very much for your time, Mr. Haggard, and we can't wait to see you Thursday.
And for living the dream, living the life, and sharing it with us in your words and song.
Well, thank you so much for caring.
You bet, sir. Thank you again. Okay, that was our interview with Merle Haggard the other day. We got to go right into commercials so we can get back on time here. Carl Lundebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good old mom. She cooks, cleans, does the laundry, drives you around, helps with schoolwork, and so much more. On her special day, join us at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for our very special Mother's Day brunch. She deserves it. Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. Mother's Day favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp, plus a couple of special chef creations whipped up just for Mother's Day. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and the best mom ever. It's an entertainment sensation you'll only find at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving your mom this Sunday for Mother's Day brunch, where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale in Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sail in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
That's right. You heard the interview from
Merle Haggard here. What a trip. And tonight he's going to be at the State Theater in Red Bluff. There are tickets available still. Here is the number to call, 866-443-3527. Come and hang out with us tonight, Cinco de Mayo, and hear Merle Haggard enjoy a movie that Tom Hanks has done. And we're going to be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street under pressure after an unexpected jump in unemployment claims. The number of people joining the unemployment line hitting an eight-month high, a sign the job market may be weakening. Initial claims rising to 474,000 in the past week, coming in well above estimates. In fact, economists were expecting a decline. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, rising for a fourth straight week. The Dow, just past 10 a.m. Eastern, is down 35 points. The disappointing weekly jobless claims and a surging U.S. dollar weighing on oil prices. The dollar is up almost 1% versus the euro today. It's the biggest gain since April 18th. A higher than expected initial claim sparking worries about economic recovery, and that's bearish for crude. And silver prices continuing to lose their luster. The precious metal down more than 20% since last Friday's close. Silver's on track for its worst week in three decades. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service technician about brakes.
Bob Loeb's here. I've been working on Ford cars for, what do you think, 27 years?
27 years.
How do I know when I need to get brakes done?
Well, when you have your car serviced, you're going to have your brakes checked. At that point, they can tell you where you're at.
Stop in for a free brake inspection and get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
People love to talk about how fast a car can get from 0 to 55 or whatever. Right. I'm interested in how fast it can go from 55 to 0.
See participating California dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-11.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-out poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Thursday, May 5th, listen to the live mariachi band, the Mariachi Santa Maria Trio, under a palapas. And watch as the newly renovated Elements Patio transforms into a little piece of the Mexican Riviera. Enjoy a delicious Mexican buffet, $7.95, $2 Coronas, $3 Margaritas on the Rocks, party favors and fun. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the hot rods from Cool April Nights who came into the plant for race car gas. Kept us very busy. Be sure to come by and fill those barbecue bottles. You don't want to be the guy who runs out of propane on the weekend. We're filling all of our tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the folks dragging out their lawnmowers and weed eaters getting ready for the Green Grass Marathon. Northern Lights Energy. We're not the biggest, but the best in service. Weaverville, Corning, and Reading, half day on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, at 7:35 in the morning on Cinco de Mayo. 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They have those. Now they're starting to get those icy drinks, too, and a great walk-in humidor. They support our community. Joe and Shelley have done so much for this community in the last 35 years, and they continue to do it. That's Tobacco and Brew. If you need a drink that has coffee in it, that's the place to go to.
You're looking at me, and I've got tickets in my hands because I was going to call again. I was going to like give tickets away.
I just kind of went blank there. I'm kind of looking around the room.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why, because we just talked about Merle Haggard. We will be there tonight, but there's also a special event that is happening in town as well. And I've got two free tickets, and that is going to be the Grooving with the Girls. That's tonight at 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Mercy Medical Center is putting it on, and you know the special guest and speaker is comedian Tracy Conway. She called in Monday. What a wonderful interview. What a great story. So there are two tickets. If you want to go, give us a call right now, 605-4567, and you and a friend will get to get in free and enjoy an evening with shopping, food, wine tasting, and a great health marketplace, and there's fashion and all kinds of great stuff. Two tickets for tonight at the Groovin' with the Girls. Give us a call.
Let's go to Jay. Jay on line one.
Well, I guess I called in too early because I'm a huge Merle Haggard fan.
Well, you know, it was a good interview with him. We could have probably spent an hour on there, but we kind of limited on our time. Well, you have something about Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, you know, Cinco de Mayo, I always find it hilarious how Americans are, because Cinco de Mayo to Mexicans is kind of like Gettysburg is to us. It was an important battle, but it's not really that huge of a holiday until you take it to America, and then we just make a drinking party out of it.
Well, you know, I've been down to Mexico, Ensenada, and Encinitas during Cinco de Mayo weekends, and it's never struck me as being a huge thing. You're exactly right. It's the Americans that are staggering around the beaches pouring tequila down their throats.
Well, you know, I'm Irish, Scott German, and my wife's Mexican, so that gives us St. Patrick's Day, Oktoberfest, and Cinco de Mayo. So there we go.
Well, you know, that should keep you going for most of the year. Now, also, what's the phone number there for the Yellow Cab people?
You can find us at 222-1234, and you can get a hold of little old me at 510-0651.
In case you have just a little bit too much Cinco de Mayo tonight, call Jay.
Yeah. If you have a little poquito demasiado, a little too much. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and just comment on that. I hope that was a great interview. I love Merle Haggard. He's a legend. And so you guys have a great day. Okay?
Thank you, Jay.
Right. Thanks a lot, Jay.
And, you know, here's the thing. It's almost like with the St. Patrick's Day. Sometimes you're having such a good time, you're not realizing how much you're drinking. Because if you were drinking the same in a subdued manner, you might feel it. But when you're partying, you're having a good time, and you're caught up, this is the time to really focus on don't drive.
There you go. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about some things going on in the world here. And we'll start kind of in Europe and work our way back across to right down here in River City. Some parts of the European media and their politics are having some questions now about what happened with bin Laden. Questions coming up about, well, he wasn't armed, and they just shot him. And where the info was received from. In other words, they took information from prisoners that had undergone somewhat extensive interviews, the enhanced interviews, you might say. So some of the Europeans are now starting to, wait a minute, this could cause problems here. I mean, and look at those Americans. They were cheering the death of bin Laden, you know. Here's what I think, is that Europeans have rolled over. It's just throw the dirt in their faces for most of them. It's over for them. You know, the fact is bin Laden attacked our country. It was he. Yeah, there was 19 other people, but it was his plan. He had it executed. He killed 3,000 people at least, not even counting the ones after that trying to hunt him and his minions down. And this was such a spontaneous outburst
of enthusiasm by Americans that just said, you know, ding dong, the witch is dead. You know? Yeah, Bob.
I seem to recall seeing the news footage of people dancing in the streets in the Mideast upon the collapse of the towers. So what's the deal here? You know?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, you get into the fact that, oh, my gosh, what about this? What about that? What about this? You know, keep second guessing. Now, we are going to ask a couple of questions. We come back from after this break. Is, you know, I was completely surprised. Not that that happens, or not that that's, I should say, that's not really remarkable for me. But I was really surprised that the White House has decided not to release any photos. We want to talk about that when we get back. We also want to talk about what's happening right here with in River City with the ACLU and the Tea Party banding together and winning that. And we also want to thank somebody again. This is probably the appropriate time to do it. We've had a listener that had come in. We thanked him once, but I think it's time to thank him again about something he brought us. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 7:40 in the morning, Cinco de Mayo, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual state feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets at $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday, it's the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning, Rodeo Parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:44 in the morning on Cinco de Mayo. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. If you want Dish Satellite, call Doug Tooley at 244-1988. He's got great deals on packages there, so you can watch hundreds of channels for a really low price. And plus, you can get free HD TV forever. You need to call him, though, and don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. All right, let's talk a little bit about
The fact is, I said, yeah, I believe that the White House is going to release the photos. Why wouldn't they? They're going to need to do that. And boom, President Obama, in a surprise move, disagreed with me. I said that this is not something we do. We've released photos of Abu Ghraib and Gaddafi or whatever it is, plus other photos that's made us look not the greatest in the world. I mean, you remember that dog pile of people that they wanted to release? Even though nobody was being killed, nobody was being shot, tortured, or anything like that, they still released them, and that went out. They said this is not what we stand for, is releasing photos of bin Laden. There's, of course, other photos on the net of people that were found in the building that bin Laden was out. It was at that some Pakistani security people came in, took photos, and that immediately, of course, hit Reuters. So that's there. Now, why wouldn't the White House want to release these photos? Because I tell you what, things are spinning up again. Can we say birth certificate? I mean, really, can we? Can we say birth certificate? The fact is that because he wouldn't release it, or for whatever reason, it just kept spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Now, we're not going to release the photos. And by the way, we've dumped bin Laden's body into 8,000 feet of water. As somebody said, Shark Week could be really interesting this week. The thing is that, you know, what problem is there with releasing the photos? What do you think? Should he release the photos so people can see it? Do you think that they will then use these photos, extremists that will use these photos as a way to get people all fired up again? Or is it going to be that this time that somebody's thinking about joining Al-Qaeda, or maybe they are in the fringe of Al-Qaeda or one of the other organizations, and they're thinking about, hey, I'll take that step forward. I'm going to be like him, and then find out that we're going to keep hunting you down, and maybe it takes 10 years. Then we're going to come into your house, into your bedroom, and we're going to shoot you. And maybe that will move that person like off that step into something. Maybe I'll do something else. I'll open a local grocery store or something instead of going into this. Because what we did is we promised we were going to hunt him down. We did. We came into his room. We came into his bedroom, and we shot him. It was a great mission. SEALs did a great job. The whole thing, the planning, everything on it. I mean, you could go through all this, and they ran into all types of problems, but they succeeded. Okay, enough of that. Right here in River City, a judge issued a stay on the policy of the Reading Library, bringing back free speech at the Reading Library. ACLU and Tea Party banded together against that policy of restricting free speech at the Reading Library. You knew this was coming. And so what happened? Everybody went out there with their leaflets, and they were handing out their leaflets. They were practicing, and they were utilizing their First Amendment rights. My only comment on is, don't put leaflets on my windshield. I don't like leaflets on my windshield. Usually it doesn't have anything to do with freedom. Usually it has to do is, here, bring this leaflet in and you get a dollar off at a car wash or something like that. I guess that's their right to leaflet me. Like, I just don't like it. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We've got a number of things to talk about. We have like 1,000 questions in here about Linda's eyes.
And we're also going to be talking about upcoming events that are happening this weekend. We have more ticket giveaways. And we want to do a shout-out to somebody who brought us in a beautiful piece of art that we hang very proudly in our office. And so be listening, because we want to talk about this guy. We'll be right back, you guys. Join us here on KCNR 1460 after these messages.
Hey, listen, head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game. $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460. That's right. This is the home of Free Fire Radio. And that is Carla Lindenbaugh. It's sunny today. Beautiful day. High of 87, low tonight of 54. You know, since this eye surgery, I've had to wear sunglasses and a patch over my eye. And many of you chatters and other people have been asking about the eye situation. Was there anything that gave me a clue or indication? Well, it actually, when Carl and I went to the beach, it was really funny because I thought, God, my eyes are changing, you know. Put one hand over the other eye because we'd gone to the beach up there in the beautiful, that place we were telling you about called the Cottage by the Sea up in the Smith River. And it's a really wonderful getaway. So I'm walking on the beach and I thought, God, I got like my eyes have, again, changed. And I thought, I've got floaters. Oh, that's gross, you know. And I would try to follow the floater. Anyway, so I didn't think anything of it except for the fact that I'm getting older and maybe I need to up my 125 readers to maybe 150. And I had been diagnosed 5 years ago that I did have a tear in my retina. I'd been to a retinal specialist twice. The first time they said you should probably take care of this, which is means laser surgery. And I just kind of didn't take care of it. And the second time, 2 years later, I went back to that same specialist and he said, well, nothing's really happened, so I don't think you really need to worry about it. So I've had it periodically checked, but this time when we went to Dr. Leah here, he said, I think you need to get a second opinion because you're getting liquid built up. And no, I didn't have any flashing lights and no, it just besides the realizing that I had a floater wasn't huge, but it was still something that I could see when I was in a bright day. And then I did feel like my left eye, if I covered my right eye, was a little, it just felt like the lens in my eye was dimmer. I don't know how to explain that. So I've always had excellent vision. Besides, when I got into my 40s, I had to start doing readers, which is the lowest, 125. So make a long story short, I went in to get a second opinion, and he said there is fluid behind your tear. It's not an emergency, but it's something I think you should take care of now, because at any moment you never know when you could have a displaced or a detached retina. Now, yesterday I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine whose friend had that happen, just all out of the blue, a detached retina. And it really is, it can mean that at that you can go blind from that. That is the most serious, is to have your retina detached. So it was kind of a preventative, and I didn't see black spots, but they told me to be looking out for that, because the surgery they did, like I said, was building up a little dam, and so that the fluid can't go anywhere. But to always be looking to see if those were there. So there's the story. You've asked for it. There you go. Now, the other day, this gentleman walked in to our station, and their offices in the back. And we just, it's just very heartwarming and touching when this happens, that somebody feels moved by something that, you know, we believe in, and that's just speaking with you about what's going on and telling you our truths, and then having somebody be motivated through their art to share in what they do to give back to us, and we have this hanging on our wall, so we wanted to talk about him today.
Yeah, Norm Booth, and we talked about it before. I just want to bring it up again, because after the after what's happened with Bin Laden and this, and what he did was he gave us a wood etching, and it's been and it says, "Carl and Linda, no, we won't back down. God bless America," with a eagle and the American flag. And I can't say how much we appreciate this again, Norm. And like Linda said, he just came in. We didn't know Norm, and he had done this because he believed in it, believes in our country, and now this is going to be hanging on, you know, in our wall in our office, along with other things that a lot of other things that people have sent to us, and we've been so fortunate with our listeners. Anyway, and again, Norm, you know, we wanted to bring it up one more time because of this time in our community and in our in the United States.
We wanted to also, again, a shout-out to Norm, but thank you so much for everybody and your thoughts, and, you know, Cindy for bringing in flowers. Now, and doctor, again, like Dr. Leia, Advantage Eye Care. I mean, that was the most intense eye examination. It was just great. I don't mean intense in a bad way. I'm just talking about so thorough. Absolutely incredible. I thought, wow, this is amazing. So what's going on this weekend? Of course, tonight, again, we have those two tickets for the Grooving with the Girls that we're waiting for a call here, 605-4567, if you guys would like to go, two tickets for that. We have, of course, the Merle Haggard concert down at the State Theater. Tickets you can actually walk up. I think they have a couple seats left, and that's going to be fun. Tomorrow night is going to be, we're going out to Insalmo's, and Charles Villona will be doing Music Friday night out at Insalmo's. Saturday night's the Fur Ball. And here's your chance to go to Wind River and have a great... this is really so cute how they put this together. Of course, this is a fundraiser for Another Chance Animal Welfare. And these are the guys that try to do the no-kill. They're looking to build a shelter. So those animals that you see that you think are on their last leg, they want to be able to place those animals and do a no-kill shelter. That's their goal. And at this particular event, there's a yappy hour. There's a barkitecture where there's a competition amongst builders, architects, and contractors. Really creative people. Tickets are going to be $35 each, or you can still buy a table. There's going to be a pet adoption center and thrift store. The pet adoption center and the thrift store together are on Deschutes Road in Palo Cedro. So we're going to be there at the Fur Ball. And as you know, Carl and I try to do what we can do in order to support, people in the community and different events. And we always love taking your calls and getting your emails and your chat. And also, I wasn't here when Enjoy was on Monday. Wow, what a fabulous Enjoy magazine. I think probably the way for you to get your Enjoy, if there's any left, is to go into the store, to the Enjoy store, and pick one up. We have about a minute left before we take a break. And also, if you're in the mood and you want to pick up the phone, 605-4567, I've got two tickets for the Pancake Breakfast to give away, which, of course, we will be live on remote for the Pancake Breakfast.
That's the S-Ball Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, and everybody loves to have pancakes down in the gulch down there. And the we've already got that phone.
Yeah, see, people like that. This, yeah. And you know what? These are not like, these are $4 tickets. It's just fun. It's still fun to
it
win
is fun.
Tickets.
And by the way, we're going to also have that day as our guest when we're down there. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard are going to be our guest there on that morning.
Yeah, so you get to meet these guys. You have to go give a little history on that when we come back, Carl.
Okay, this is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're reliving 9/11 yet again in New York, but it's different this time with Osama bin Laden dead.
It's a very sad and happy day at the same time.
And President Obama will go to Ground Zero in a few hours. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes is there live.
Dave, it's more like a campaign rally right now. I saw a man dressed like Uncle Sam chanting the president's name. Others are wearing Obama sweatshirts and ball caps. The president is expected to be here in about 90 minutes to lay a wreath at the Ground Zero Memorial. But first, he makes a stop at a New York City fire station. And that's where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Todd, security is very tight here around this fire station, just one block away from Times Square, where 15 firefighters were killed and where President Obama will honor them during his visit here shortly. There's mixed emotions as people line the streets here. They're sad thinking about those killed. Many call the president's visit respectful, but everyone appears to be glad that bin Laden is dead.
Now, Jeff, Pakistan has just put out a statement on the bin Laden raid. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, Pakistan's army has admitted, quote, shortcomings in a statement. It's the first since the raid by U.S. Navy SEALs that killed Osama bin Laden near the capital of Islamabad. The Pakistani army has been criticized internationally after bin Laden was found in a military town. Pakistan did warn if there is another raid, it will reconsider ties with the U.S. Dave?
Courtney, they're saying bagging all along the Mississippi, fearing historic flooding in places like Memphis. Some areas already underwater. Thousands have evacuated. Others waiting it out.
They're losing it, and I'm not losing it. If the officials come and say, Miss Goff, we're going to evacuate, I'll be gone.
She's in Missouri. 11 Mississippi counties already declared disaster areas. On Wall Street, the Dow down 80 points as unemployment rises. First-time jobless claims soared to 474,000 last week, the most since last summer. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push On Sweepstakes because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now, sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Donald Trump won't be there. Neither will Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. But some Republicans who are for sure running for president will be at the first presidential debate tonight in Greenville, South Carolina, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And, Dave, one of those on stage will be businessman Herman Cain. He's already talking about the biggest story of this week, the killing of Osama bin Laden. Cain says he agrees with the president's decision not to release pictures of the body.
I think that all it would do is to basically fuel a lot of unnecessary discussion and, most importantly, unnecessary distraction from what we ought to be looking at.
The former CEO of Godfather's Pizza is looking for a chance to tell his story to a wider audience tonight, as is the other unknown, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. They'll share the stage here with former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, and Texas Congressman Ron Paul. Dave.
Now, Rich, since we won't see the pictures of bin Laden, we're being told to be wary online.
Hackers are exploiting the desire for proof with emails claiming to show pictures of the dead terrorist, but the enclosed links are virus.
viruses in disguise. Bogus links are also popping up on Facebook. The FBI recommends adjusting Facebook privacy settings to limit wall postings and avoiding unsolicited emails. If you open an email that seems suspicious, read it carefully because malicious messages often contain spelling and grammar errors. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
A first in Japan as they keep recovering from the quake and the tsunami and the nuclear crisis.
A team of Japanese workers had only 10 minutes at a time to go into the heart of reactor number 1 in Fukushima to install radiation filters. To limit exposure, four groups of workers rotated through the 10-minute shifts. If the filters work, they will absorb enough radiation from the reactor's air to open up the rest of the building by this weekend. Tokyo Electric Power Company plans to stabilize the plant within 6 to 9 months. In Tokyo, Mike Tuggle, Fox News Radio.
This could help gas prices. The price of oil keeps going down more than $5 today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05, Cinco de Mayo Day. Hey, Bad Bob, just because it's Cinco de Mayo, take off the sombrero. You can't put your earphones on during that. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. If you feel like chomping on a stogie tonight, perfect place to go get it is over there at Tobacco and Brew. Carl loves it. They have a great grab bag, one of the most beautiful walk-in humidors you've ever going to see, and especially go into Espresso Joe's. Every week, every month, they come up with a special coffee. So Hilltop Drive, they do so much to support our community. Now, we do know that somebody called in to win those pancake breakfast tickets, and you hung up. So we'll waiting for your call again here.
We'll give you I'm sorry.
605-4567. I've got two little tickets here. I don't know if you, maybe a cop drove up next to you and you had to throw your phone on the ground. I've done that. So.
Yeah, not fast enough a couple of times. But, yeah, and I'm sure that we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You want two tickets to the pancake breakfast, give us a call at 605-4567. 605-4567, first caller gets
don't get
free
busted.
Tickets.
Pull over.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, you know, if you see the policeman around, if he's on his phone, does not mean you can be on your phone.
That's right. All and right. I also have two more tickets left for the Groovin' with the Girls, which is tonight at Mercy Medical Center. There's going to be a really fun night. Again, those are two tickets. So I'm sitting here with two sets of tickets, you guys, 605-4567, for you to have in your collection. Grooving with the Girls, which is a great segue into our guest.
Our guest? Yeah,
it is, huh?
I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do this, but okay, Grooving with the Girls, we're going
because
to
because that's all things medical.
Okay, yeah, Dr. Richard Malachi. How are you doing today?
Malachi's
hey,
in
I'm
the
doing
house.
Pretty good. You both look good, Carl and Linda. No one gets to see you on radio, but you cut a pretty, you're a nice looking couple.
Well, thank you. We know I have a red eye, but besides that, Richard Malachi, yeah, you can pull up on your bike.
That's right. It's a good day to ride.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of bike do you have?
I ride a Triumph. It's a Daytona 1200. One of those sport bike things.
Yeah.
Dr. Richard Malachi. So today we're going to be talking all things medical. And if, you know, this is a treat because we're going to take this next however long we go. Talking about health issues, talking about what's happening with medical issues, what's happening with insurance. Where can we begin? This is huge.
Well, it's on the public's mind, obviously, because there's a lot of talk about the new healthcare plan coming down the pike, and there's quite a bit of talk about my line of work, which is primary care, and how well or not so well it's going in the United States of America, But yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions to the best of my knowledge. I know some things about what I do, but I figure I'm not going to retire till I'm 70 because I figure it'll take me till I'm 70 till I get good at it. It's a fun job. I enjoy my job.
Okay, I tell you what, we'll take a quick break here, and we come back and let's start talking about primary care, just you know, generally in the United States, and a lot of the things that you provide is ways for people to stay healthy too, which is the most important thing.
That's our goal.
That's it. Okay, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:08 in the morning. Dr. Richard Malachi is our guest. It's Cinco de Mayo, my friends, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Talk, Psychology for Everyday Life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Fancy is as fancy does. Village Maps of America presents An Evening with Merle Haggard, An Elegant Affair, May 5th, 2011, at the historic Red Bluff State Theater. This amazing opera house will carry the legendary country singer's voice to new heights. This show is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Be sure to get your tickets now. A live auction will precede the Merle Haggard Show. Get your tickets in Reading at Tobacco and Brew or Enjoy Magazine, or in Red Bluff at Crossroads Feed and Supply or Sparrow Fine Arts. See you there, and remember, fancy is as fancy does.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. The Veterans Public Art Project Committee has identified three unique submissions which will enhance our new facility and provide a clear veteran flavor for all to see. We are seeking to make these enhancements without taxpayer dollars and are asking for your help. The committee has arranged a fundraiser dinner at the Anderson Veterans Hall on East Center Street on May 14th at 5:30. The $10 cover charge will go toward funding the Veterans Public Art Project. Dinner will be available inside, as well as patriotic performances by a 27-piece ensemble and singing by Linda Bott and Joe Catania. So mark your calendars for Saturday, May 14th, to attend the Shasta County Veterans Service Office Public Art Project fundraiser at the Veterans Hall in Anderson. I'll see you there.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy playing this guitar in here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 812 on Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be, gosh, up in the 80s today. It's 58 already. Our guest, Dr. Richard Mulockey. We're talking primary care. We're talking health questions. If you've got a health question, please let us know. And by the way, we gave away those pancake breakfast tickets. And yes, they may not be on your diet, as some people have written. But you know what? They are so fluffy. They are so fluffy. It's like if you eat six of them, you'll lose 2 pounds. This is what I've been told by the Asphalt Cowboys.
I don't think we think about dieting during rodeo time, okay?
Well, that's true. You know, that in Cinco de Mayo, it's like, you know, how much lime can you pour into a Corona beer or a Tecate? But that is probably why we have the good doctor on today to tell us.
We normally preach a little moderation, but yeah, there's a little of this and a little of that.
You know, moderation in everything, including moderation.
Yeah, yeah, my job is to take away all the fun things in life, which is sometimes not so good, but.
Well, that's what we want to talk about today. It's, you know, is we've got specific questions, but we also want to just talk about, you know, you're a primary care specialist here, is that keeping people healthy.
Yeah, that's what we try to shoot for, or try to give them the right advice to steer them that way if they're getting a little off the track. And gosh, a lot of patients come in and they don't need any advice from me because they're just doing fabulous.
Well, when you say fabulous, I mean, it's, you know, have people realized they've turned a corner on certain things like eating 12 hamburgers at one sitting and all these, or not?
You know, I think the general public awareness is out there about the threats, you know, for instance, obesity and smoking are you know, like people always think, oh, gee, I think smoking's bad. Well, you got no idea how bad smoking is. I mean, I bury so many people from those darn things, more than all other causes of death combined. But most people are starting to realize it's not such a good deal. And also struggling with trying to quit because it's so darn hard to quit. I mean, one of the lung specialists that taught me everything when I was in residency smoked, you know, Pall Mall straights. So, you know.
I asked a doctor because I used to dip snuff all the time when I was in the service.
You what?
I dipped snuff. Cope.
I just wanted you to say it again.
I dipped snuff. I dipped Cope. I always had it. Yeah. There was a little round.
Speaking
there was
of rodeo
a little round.
Week.
It
happened.
I used to ride. I used to participate
spit?
In those.
Don't tell me you spit on the ground. Please don't tell me you spit on the street.
No, I didn't. I just
How about a cup? My grandfather chewed. They all chewed.
Yeah, and it was real common for the World War II generation.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, with the bottom line, when I asked about, you know,
7-Eleven cup.
The effects of this, I asked a oral surgeon who was smoking when he was telling me, you're okay. I'm like, oh, okay. But obesity, you know, and smoking has, you know, it's even though it's still going on, it's a huge thing. But we're seeing children, they're age 12 and they're obese.
Yeah,
and that their life expectancy is less than their parents.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard counseling that as well because we're surrounded. I think part of the problem is we're surrounded by so many easily accessible and inexpensive calorie choices. Our body, the little canned lecture I give in the office is our body is basically designed on a caveman chassis or a cavewoman chassis. And if a caveman was a good hunter and killed a deer every week and ate the whole thing, including the brain, which is kind of gross, but that's the fatty part of an animal. If you eat all that every week, the most calories a caveman could get from their diet was 7% calories from fat. And the average adult American diet is 40% calories from fat. And fat, you know, it just has so much energy in such a little volume that when we eat it, when we can't possibly burn it all that day, our body is real, real good at storing it for a rainy day.
Yeah, you can never tell when those icebergs will come
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. If there's going to be a snowdrift across the mouth of your cave and you're not going to be able to get out for a month or two, then that's what that life insurance policy is, that roll around your middle.
Wow.
But nowadays, you can gain weight just walking through Costco eating the sample.
Well, you know what?
There's a button there.
Okay, you know, that's true because I was watching this lady.
How many people listening here don't?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Who doesn't eat at Costco?
But you call it what?
Grazing.
Grazing.
I call it grazing across Costco. And, you know, there's a woman there, too, with her son who was like 10 years old, and he was going from spot to spot. She's going, Billy, just, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Ma'am, I mean, he's a hunter. He's learning to hunt. He's learning to hunt from spot to spot. This is good for him. It'll, you know, turn him into a man. And she told me, mind your own business and get away from me. Okay. So.
Well, if you burn it all, no problem. But that's really the issue for a lot of us because another way to think about it maybe that's fair is that if you think about all of us have a car motor in us and some of us get 10 miles per gallon and some of us get about 60 miles per gallon, and that's about the range. So you can have dinner with all their best friends and maybe one little gal's sitting there eating all her food and all your desserts and she's still skinny and you might eat half your food and no dessert and still gain weight. So.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Dr. Richard Malachy. Of course, we're going to be bringing up some questions in the chat room. But also, we are going to be talking about your new column. You've got a new column. It's not a new column, but the new column that's coming out in the Record Searchlight that's going to be appearing this Sunday. We'll get to that in a moment because I'm sure we're all affected by what that column is about. But let's go to a question in the chat room.
One of the questions was that I heard that drinking while eating causes problems with your body getting the nutrients from the food. Not exactly sure what this means in terms of dieting, but is this an issue with eating and drinking? Not alcohol, but just eating and drinking at the same time?
Well, not very often. Now, there are a couple kinds of things that you can drink that sometimes a little bit will affect absorption of nutrients, like, you know, and even absorption of prescription medicines, like the classic one is grapefruit juice. You're not supposed to drink that and take these statin cholesterol drugs. So if that caller or emailer wants to split hairs about nutrition and absorption of nutrients, boy, there's lots of little interactions that biochemists have identified over the years that can sometimes slightly affect your absorption. But it's not for the, unless you're an Olympic athlete or trying to fine-tune your body to some tremendous, you know, performance ability, for the average person, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. If you've got questions for the doctor, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into our chat room at kcnr1460.com. It's 8:20 in the morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Good old mom. She cooks, cleans, does the laundry, drives you around, helps with schoolwork, and so much more. On her special day, join us at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for our very special Mother's Day brunch. She deserves it. Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. Mother's Day favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp, plus a couple of special chef creations whipped up just for Mother's Day. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and the best mom ever. It's an entertainment sensation you'll only find at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving your mom this Sunday for Mother's Day brunch, where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Furniture for life, Cubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
You love your home and you love to improve it. So get into Cubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $3.99. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $7.19. Love 1 year, same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home and hurry into Cubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Cubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Cubler's Furniture.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Cubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade Box Office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm Carl Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning on Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May, for those people who are Cinco de Mayo challenged. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and it's KCNR1460.com. We stream on, and you can chat.
That's
and jump
funniest
in there.
That's the thing you said all morning.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the one where I said... Oh, never mind. I guess that's not a sharing time. Our guest, Dr. Richard Malachi.
I know you guys were talking about certain things, but I'm just going to throw a big thing that we said right before we came back on the air about allergies. And I said, I grew up in Sacramento, and it was allergy haven there. And one of the things that you said was, which I just thought was fascinating, and I'd love to go there for just a second.
Oh, well, yeah, we were just talking about allergy before we came back, and... the thing that's kind of a deal that's not appreciated by most people running around is the middle name of allergy is change. So just when you think you've got it figured out, your allergies are going to change on you. Or, I never, as a case in point, I'm a kind of a rule, not an exception. I never had any allergies till I was 45, and I treated thousands of patients up to that point with it. And I felt a little bit sorry for them, but I felt a lot more sorry for them after I got them when I turned 45. And then 9 years in a row, I had treating all these spring. For me, it was spring oak pollen this time of year.
Yeah.
Miserable.
Yeah.
And then last year I didn't have it, and I didn't do anything different. But then this year I got it again. So the best thing to do about allergy is to try to, I try to encourage folks to treat it when you've got it, because if you don't treat your allergy when you got it, you'll get infectious disease easier.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely, because it's another lecture. You're going to get my canned lecture. Allergy is a situation where your immune system is attacking something it's supposed to ignore. Okay, so if you think about your immune system as a little army, and there's privates and lieutenants and captains and colonels and generals, the privates are screwing up an allergy, and they identify things by shape, and they're only supposed to shoot at a germ, that a bacteria wall or a virus wall or a fungus wall. They're supposed to leave everything else alone, but in allergy they misidentify the shape of pollen and empty the rifle, and the problem with that is then when a real germ shows up, blanks. You know, it's click, click, click. They can't kill the germ, and they can't identify the germ for the rest of the immune system to wipe it out. So, I mean, that's a simplistic thing, but that's really the problem in allergy. Your immune system, which is a dynamics part of the body, and it's good for that because we can learn, our body can learn about a new germ, memorize it, put it in the hard drive, and never get the same germ again. Like, for instance, chickenpox, you usually just get it once. You don't get it twice because your body remembers that like an elephant, never forgets. But that ability to change also can screw us up when we get allergy.
So the
fascinating.
Body, yeah, that is. So the allergy, essentially the allergy comes in a stealth mode and changes
exactly.
and keeps changing
full
its appearance
camo.
as far as the prives look at, and then hey, you know, if it's there, it's an enemy. Let's shoot it.
Exactly.
So you're saying
rules of engagement.
Treat the allergy. Don't let it go. Okay. Well, a lot of us, you know, for those people who just I can't do a doctor visit, they can go get.
There's quite a few over the counter things that often are sufficient for treating your allergy. You don't have to drag into the doctor all the time. It's only when those over the counter things fail that then sometimes you have to see us.
That's what's one of the questions there is, they're allergic to cats and pollen, and how do you treat it, and do you have to go in and get shots?
Well, okay, allergy shots are a little controversial, and there's more than one kind. The traditional kind of allergy shots, and the allergists in this town are fabulous. They're usually the ones that give allergy shots, as well as a lot of the ENT guys do it. Where that type of allergy shot I'm speaking of is where it's called hyposensitization shots. You come in and get a shot every week or sometimes even twice a week.
I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah, my mom does that. My mom's 78 getting allergy shots.
And the idea of that medically is that if you sort of dip the patient's immune system's toe into these allergens a little bit, like they used to use bee pollen, you know, and the bees go from all these different flower sources. Well, the idea was to dip your toe into it and get your immune system so it doesn't overreact to the pollen. And that has, you know, variable efficacy. Some studies say that works really good. I know that allergies change anyway, so because anybody who does my line of work for a living knows that. So sometimes allergies just change when you don't do nothing.
Well, you know, when I'd go back to Quantico, Virginia on a regular basis, you know, while I was in the Marines, but it would be years. Semper Fi. And I'd go back in there, and then on one summer, I would just be dying out there when it hit spring. The next summer, it was fine. Then I'd go, then I'd leave. I'd come back again years later. Boom, it hit me again.
Almost all allergies the same way, poison oak. You know, one of my guys who's a really good guy, he's still my patient, but he, for years, I think 20 years, gave the little forest safety lecture to all the kids that would come up for those conservation camps and make trails and all that. And at the end of his lecture, he would always take his shirt off and grab a piece of poison oak, which is everywhere in Shasta County, and rub it all over himself and said, don't do this because, you know, I don't get poison oak, but if you do this, you might swell up like, you know. Anyway, one year he came walking in and, you know, he looked like the Michelin man, you know.
Yeah,
and
he was
so,
no longer the stud oak and not get it.
No, but then the thing is, maybe the next year he might encounter that same poison oak and not have the problem, so... You just have to be flexible with allergy.
And animals can carry the oil.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's like colorless, odorless tar. That's probably a legitimate or reasonable way to think about it. It's endemic in Shasta County, which means it's everywhere. And so your cat, even if you're housebound, your cat can run through it, and then you pet the cat 2 days later, and you got poison oak.
Is there any
two
way,
days later, yeah. You
oh,
can
yeah.
go from that.
It's miserable.
You could be visiting a friend and not even have a pet.
You can have somebody in a half acre away burning their poison oak, and if you walk through this smoke plume, you can get poison
I've
oak.
Heard that. I've heard that it, the droplets will...
So people are going to be walking around in bags here pretty soon.
Well, you just have to be aware and then treat it. What's the best
treatment for a poison oak? Because one of our employees came in here the other day, and just the eye
was swollen
shut.
Normally, soap and water won't take it off because you want to think about it like a colorless, odorless tar. And what takes tar off real good is kerosene. Now, if you smell Technu, which is the popularly sold thing for $3 for 4 ounces, it's kerosene. I mean, I think it's kerosene. It smells like kerosene to me. So you don't really want to put kerosene on your body all the time. The best thing, if you're a known poison oak allergen, is do not come near it at all. If you have to be around it, wear gloves. Come in your house or in your garage, take your gloves off, kick your clothes into a corner, burn them, or have your wife wash them in hot, if you have to deal with it. But otherwise, take your boots off with your gloves on. Don't touch the laces. Just don't come in contact with it. It can be a nasty
That should be a whole
thing.
Lecture in itself. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here.
When we come back, we want to talk primary care. We want to talk about things that are happening, as we are, but things that are happening in the system, things that, people may be surprised about.
And your article coming up, I think that's going to touch. Everyone's going to have a little bit of something that touches on as well. Dr. Richard Malachi is our guest here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. We're always taking your calls and your emails. 605-4567 is the hotline here.
And it's Cinco de Mayo and Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama has arrived in New York City to talk with families of 9/11 victims and first responders, hoping the killing of Osama bin Laden provides them closure. Details of the raid on bin Laden's lair in Pakistan continue to be revised.
We have confirmed that only one of the five people who were killed during the raid was in fact armed. It was one of the male couriers, one of those brothers who had been hiding bin Laden for so long. The firefight, I'm now told, did not necessarily last for 20 minutes, but resistance as they made their way through the compound up to the third floor room where bin Laden was fierce. There were women who were literally throwing themselves at the SEALs. There were barricades. It was a scene of chaos as it's being described.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Pakistan's army is saying American military personnel will be downsized to so-called minimum essential levels. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Waterworks Park.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale in Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sail in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworksparkpark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda. 8:35 in the morning, Cinco de Mayo, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts. They will be wearing sombreros today, I'm sure. Okay, maybe not. Man's Last Stronghold, they give great haircuts, great prices, and discounts to veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Dr. Richard Milwaukee. We're talking primary care. We're talking, we talked about allergies. We talked about a poison oak, which is a huge thing around here. When we talk primary care and we talk about people staying healthy and we talk about, you know, government programs, there's, you know, that leads to a whole big 8-hour discussion. But if you could kind of, if you can boil it down, staying healthy is the big thing. But is the government paying? I mean, when you get in these different programs, are they paying to keep people healthy, or are they wanting to still do the treatment of it?
Well, traditionally in medicine, that's a good question, Carl, and boiling it down would take a pretty big
pot. And I know that's
a huge
question.
It's okay. But speaking just to the what do they pay for, traditionally medical reimbursement, both by the government insurance, which is Medicare and Medicaid, and then by the private insurance companies, traditional insurance has reimbursed for procedures, not for what are called cognitive services. And, you know, most of my friends would question whether I have any cognitive abilities, but if how primary care works most of the time is that, probably best illustrated by this old guy they trotted in for in my med school class, my first 2 weeks in med school. They brought in a family doctor that was probably 75 years old, and we were all these red-hot 22-year-olds looking around and saying, well, what's he going to teach us, a little bit cocky. And he stood in front of us and said, look, you guys, you're going to make 90% of your diagnosis based on history alone. History means talking to the patient. You'll make 5% with your x-rays and blood tests, and 5% you'll never get. And within a month, we knew he was right. So, you know, that the problem with primary care is that, for me anyway, is that I have to sit and talk to somebody and ask a bunch of questions before I can figure out what's wrong with them. And I've usually got it figured out before I ever lay a hand on them. So, you know, you can teach a monkey to do the physical part, but the talking part, nowadays, they want the patient to fill out a history form in the waiting room so that I can just quick whip in, look at their history form, and then, you know, look in their ear and tell them what's going on. And I'm not doing that.
Well, and that's the problem from talking to so many other medical professionals, other doctors, is the time it takes for a patient, you know, to find out, like you just said, the diagnosis. So talk to them. Actually, hey, look, it's me. I'm your doctor. I'm going to talk to you. We're losing that.
If you don't have the doctor-patient relationship, you don't have anything. You don't have anything. And the current system is discouraging a doctor-patient relationship.
Okay, can I just say something that came in from an email that is a compliment? I love this. And I'm just why we're right here, because it goes right into what we're talking about. Once this person was in an office needing your expertise, Dr. Milwaukee, this is a patient, this person said, I was going on, and in parentheses, he never rushes you. And suddenly I realized that I wasn't letting him get a word in the edgewise, so I apologized, and he said, don't apologize, you know your body better than I do, and hopefully I know how to fix what's not right with it at this time. How great is that! Exclamation mark.
Well, that's nice of her to say. I guess she survived, which is probably good.
I'm sorry, I had to interrupt because that was cool.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that they're taking away that time because of the amount of paperwork that has to be filled out. And And how can you, you know, and people need to feel this attachment to their doctor. It's, I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, it's really a trust
because
thing.
It is a trust thing. And once you, once I'm able, if I'm able to get that trust, gosh, it's a, I just have a lot higher hit percentage because a lot of our job is a little bit like Battleship. You know, you know, C5 hit miss and we have to take hopefully an educated guess on some things. But if I'm able to ask enough questions and get them to tell me everything and not hold anything back, most of the time I can get it.
Well, that's, you know, if you have the basic information, and then also it grows as they come in, you can follow that patient from spot to spot to spot.
And that's what makes it such a rewarding line of work. Even though, you know, primary care, a lot of the students don't want to do it when they come out of school because it's the, you know, it's the lowest paid kind of doctoring, and the specialists, because they do procedures or surgeries or things like that, they, you know, traditionally have been paid quite a bit more. But we get a lot of non-financial rewards in our line of work, and if they take that away, why do it?
Well, let's applaud somebody else. Don't you have a son that's getting ready to graduate?
Oh yeah, I gotta brag him up. Yeah,
my little boy. Need to. That's
yeah,
right.
My little boy is gonna graduate from med school in I think about 12 days.
Really?
So,
where?
Yeah, he's University of Arkansas, Little Rock.
And now, what's his specialty gonna be?
Well, he matched in a plastic surgery residency, so he's got 6 years more to go.
Oh man,
plastic surgery. Huh?
Yeah, reconstructive and plastics. Mm-hmm. It's called.
I know they have a number of doctors that go into the service.
Well, congratulations!
You've got to be
proud
with that kind of that, you know, they get a lot of work lately.
We have a couple more questions, one that's come in from the chat room. We're going to get to those questions. We have to take a break, and then let's go to your column. Again, you're listening to Dr. Richard Malachy here, Carl and Linda Bott, on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything. And I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do. We do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the hot rods from Cool April Nights who came into the plant for race car gas. Kept us very busy. Be sure to come by and fill those barbecue bottles. You don't want to be the guy who runs out of propane on the weekend. We're filling all of our tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the folks dragging out their lawnmowers and weed eaters getting ready for the Green Grass Marathon. Northern Lights Energy. We're not the biggest, but the best in service. Weaverville, Corning, and Redding, half day on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:44 in the morning, and it is Cinco de Mayo Day.
It cut off staying alive.
I don't know what happened there, Bob. You're supposed to kind of like...
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He's sitting over there with like the Cotty beer on it, you know, and a sombrero on. Bob, it hasn't started yet. We haven't gotten off the show yet.
We weren't finished with it. It was a half swagger. Yes, what's a full swagger?
That's right. And oh, you know what he's doing? He's cutting up limes right now on the board he usually writes on. Bad Bob, you know, enough of this. And this portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call 244-1988 because Doug is a local guy. He guarantees his work. He's got great deals on cable. He's got great deals on HD, and he's local. That's Doug Tooley, 244-1988, B&T Satellite. Our guest, Dr. Richard Malachy. We've talked about a lot of things, questions coming in. How come doctors are opting out of Blue Cross?
Question from the chat room.
Question from the chat room.
Well, there's more than one reason for all that stuff, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, even Medicare. The way I see it, the primary reason is goes back to a little bit what we talked about before about how much time it takes to make a diagnosis in a cognitive field like mine. If I see 18 people a day, and I normally try to shoot for that 18, 20 during flu season, you know, I feel like I can still do a pretty good job on those folks. But if I were try to see 40 people a day, which I used to see 40 in 8 hours when I worked in an ER, I did that for a couple of years. But I had nurses running around behind me, and of course I didn't have a relationship with those patients, so I could see them real
ER.
Fast.
That's
right.
But, stop the bleeding.
Exactly.
Keep them breathing.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. That was all we were looking for. So, if you're trying to see more than 18 a day, if I am, I don't think I can do a good job. Now, if I see 18 a day and they're all Blue Cross or Blue Shield patients, I can't pay my help. You know, I don't get paid enough to pay my overhead. And so it always sounds self-serving because people think doctors are just these rich, spoiled brats. But, I mean, I can show them the books. I mean, I have no problem showing people
Well, you're not
books.
The only one that's been on and has talked about that. It's you're having to increase a patient. If you're taking some of the insurance companies, you have to increase the patient's your patient load. And if you do that, you can't really treat the patient.
Or cost shift. And if you cost shift, then you're overcharging your cash pay patients or all, you know, any of the other patients. You're basically taking advantage of them to make up for breaking even with your Blue Cross patients.
And by the way, for the questioner there is like TRICARE, trying to get people to take TRICARE, which is the government health insurance for military. Is difficult to find all that too. Just to say that.
Oh, yeah, no,
now they are here.
There's lots of them that we're just looking at it and throwing up our hands, going, "Well, now what should we do?"
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Now we need to talk about your column. You've got a column coming out.
Yeah, I always tell people it's a sign that the newspaper industry is auguring, and they publish my column once a month. But I have fun doing it. I've had a chance to do it for about 3.5 years, And Linda asked me what it was about this month, and this month it's about arthritis. So,
okay, well, kind of share with us maybe the body, the work of the column. Because we were talking about RA and just what it is, how you can diagnose when somebody's achy and the difference between RA and arthritis and how you go about finding out and diagnosing that.
Well, again, it comes back mostly from my angle, it comes back to questioning. So I'm a kind of a lumper, not a splitter. So there's osteoarthritis, which is the common kind of arthritis, which all of us will get if we live long enough. Everybody gets that if you live long enough. And then all the other kinds of arthritis, which includes rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, gout. There's a bunch of different much less common arthritis.
So gout is kind of a part of an arthritic thing?
Oh, gout is arthritis, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, gout is where all these little crystals of uric acid form within the sac that's around your joint. In fact, we should back up. The anatomy of joints are really awesome, all the body is, but joints are really cool. They have where the bones come together, there's a really super slippery coating on the end of each bone called cartilage, and most people have heard of that. And then around each joint, there's almost kind of a shrink wrap. And the shrink wrap is called the synovial capsule. It's a sac that fits around that joint, and there's a little bit of lubricating fluid, sort of like probably 40-weight motor oil. And it keeps everything slippery and reduces friction in the joint. And our joints are like a bearing in a car. And if the bearing stays lined up, it wears less, wears slower, works better. And I guess in the column, my line is, you know, you don't loosen the bolts on your transmission and drive your car down the street. So the best way to keep yourself from getting the common kind of osteoarthritis is to try to keep the soft tissue around your joints strong, the ligaments, muscles, and tendons. If you keep them strong, keep them tight, the joint stays lined up, the bones stay lined up, and they wear less and they wear slower.
So would that be like being fit and keeping yourself hydrated?
Exactly. Well, all those things, but especially keeping strong. If you're strong, if the muscles above and below your knee are strong, your knee will last way longer. If you're not, you know, 30% over your ideal body weight, stressing that joint, your knee will last longer. Now, your specific thing about rheumatoid arthritis, many of the other arthritises, with gout as being the exception, many of them go back to our immune system conversation earlier, where the immune system makes a mistake and decides to attack the lining of the joint. Now, it's only, like we talked about before, it's only supposed to attack, you know, bacteria and viruses and fungi, but for some reason, people with rheumatoid arthritis, their immune system attacks that sac, the shrink wrap, that lines the joint and makes it get... we call the four cardinal signs of inflammation: heat, redness, swelling, and pain. And when you have that type of what we call inflammatory arthritis, it's usually pretty debilitating. I mean, those patients almost always show up at the doctor because they're just so uncomfortable. But then by questioning, and then when we look at the joint, you can often tell between the osteoarthritis and inflammatory arthritis. And then, of course, we have blood tests to confirm whether it is rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, wonderful information. Our guest is Dr. Malotki. We are taking your calls. If you have a question for the doctor, he said, bring it on. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bob. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
For those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
It's time to gear up for some friendly competition. Join the Shasta Cascade Bicycle Coalition's Bike Commute Challenge May 15th through the 21st to compete against rival worksite teams. Each time you ride, you increase your chance of winning a great prize. You don't have to be an avid bicyclist to participate. Short or partial trips count. This is the perfect excuse to replace car trips with a bike ride and save money on the gas. Get your office team together and register for the Bike Commute Challenge by May 10th at healthyshasta.org or call 229-8456. Remember, you must register by May 10th.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in Carlin. 8:54 in the morning, Cinco de Mayo. Hey, my friends, they're going to have the DUI checkpoints out there. They have said it. They're going to have it out there. They're warning you. You drive around with a sombrero tonight with the windows down screaming, Arriba! You might be pulled over, so you might want to watch out. Call that yellow cab people.
Hey, Carl, on the way home last night from Katz at the convention center, I saw two cops, and I was like, I'm doing the 1-2-3 at every red light now, okay? 1-2-3.
Make a turn.
Can I go through now? 1-2-3.
Not if it's still red. That's the secret, Linda.
Yes, you can.
If you turn.
As long as there's not. Be looking at. I swear the signs have all just changed. Somehow they're saying no turn on a red light when it's not been there before.
That's a new one. You're
okay,
right.
We're going to have to figure out. I don't know where that was. Don't turn
Shasta
on the
Regional,
red light.
Right there.
Okay, today, hi, with an 87. Ooh, that's so good. My roses are blooming. And mostly clear tonight with a low of 54. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Guys, if you're going to go out there, 474-5546. Mother's Day's super booked, but you've got Saturday night. And you've got Friday night. Friday night
music.
They also
have brunches down there, too.
That's absolutely correct. But that's right. Saturday they'll do brunches. Sunday's going to be crazy for Mother's Day. So you may be thinking of an alternative. Friday night we have Charles Villona and his trio. So Carl and I'll be heading out there Friday night enjoying a nice dinner in fabulous weather, of course. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at a mostly sunny day with a high of 54. And tomorrow night, low of 53. Beautiful, great days.
Now, tomorrow we're going to, it's Friday, and we're going to start we're going to have a 7:30 kind of a talk for teens type thing. We're going to have a young man in here that wants, you know, that we found, I should say he found us, wants to talk about teenagers. And he's, I think.
Teen Talk.
Well, also we're having the owner of Dry Creek Station is going to be in here. You know, he's getting ready to open up again. And, you know, he was one of our first advertisers. And you know what? These are good people. In fact, they were on the show maybe a day before this happened.
But they've come back,
and they've come back stronger. And so they're going to be on tomorrow. We'll have a few other surprises for you. But our guest today, Dr. Richard Malachy. And there's a question here, and we're going to finish up. We got like 3 or 4 minutes here. Water, 8 glasses of water a day. Is that a?
That's kind of an urban legend. So, yeah, you can't just look at someone. I can't look at someone and say, well, this is how much water you need to drink every day. And the main reason for that is there's a huge differences from human to human regarding what doctors call insensible losses. Insensible losses are how much do you sweat, how much water vapor comes out when you exhale. For instance, if you exhale in front of a mirror, there's a little fog there. Well, that adds up to as much as a liter a day on an adult male. A liter is a lot. So, and some people sweat a lot, some people don't sweat a lot. And, of course, there's different amounts that everybody pees, if we can say pee on the air. So
we can say pee.
Okay.
As long as it's not a hyphenated pee.
Right. So the idea is, and dehydration is a big issue in the North State because it's so dry here. The humidity is very low, and it's hot. So it's a good idea to pay some attention to that because dehydration can produce quite a few problems, which we see in the office all the time. Kidney stones, bladder infections, constipation, lots of stuff. So the best rule of thumb that you can use is if you're drinking enough fluids, if your body's not saving water, and how you can tell with the sort of just with your eye if your body's not saving water is look in the potty after you go pee. And if it looks dark yellow, your body's saving water. And now, sometimes if you took a vitamin, it'll screw that up. But without taking vitamins or supplements, if your urine kind of looks like water, then your body's not saving water. And then that means the amount of water you drink in the last, or the fluids that you drink in the last 4 hours is adequate. And that's actually a pretty good rule of thumb to go by.
Okay, we've got about 2 minutes left. If you want everybody to remember this last, you know, this last thought here. Staying healthy, what's the best thing to do? If you could just say there's one thing to do that will help keep you on the road to health.
Probably the best thing, if I had one thing, I would say keep moving. You know, it's about keeping moving, and actually my arthritis column addresses that, because that, gosh, really helps your joints. But all the 85-year-olds that are in my practice that come in once a year, and, you know, I do a physical on them. They kind of look like a piece of beef jerky, but, you know, they're not on any medication, and they're strong and still having fun and taking their kids fishing and taking their grandkids fishing. Those people all have one thing in common. They all kept moving. And
keep
they made a choice. They made a choice.
Every
they,
day.
Yeah, they get there different ways. Sometimes they all just walk. Sometimes they, you know, just, you know, split wood. Or
garden.
Yeah, gardening. They're doing something. They are not sitting in front of that television or playing a video game or whatever that all the sedentary activities that we have so many options for now.
We didn't used to keep moving.
Yeah. We arguably didn't. So
keep our, moving.
Yeah, we're on a caveman
exercise
chassis
every day. Yeah.
And the caveman had to run down their food. So you don't necessarily have to run down your food now, but that's one of the ways I stay in shape.
Yeah, running down your food?
Well, a little bit. I mean, I never get those turkeys, but I'm trying.
You keep trying.
Yeah, turkey meat.
Well, I'd like to chase antelopes with a knife. You know, it's hard to catch them, though.
Yeah, you'll be real thin.
Yeah, our guest has been Dr. Richard Milwaukee, and this is not the last time you're going to be on here, Doctor.
How fascinating. There's so many more questions we could have asked you. I really appreciate Dr. Richard Milwaukee and all your expertise that you brought to the station today and for our guests in the chat room. And it's been a wonderful day. And congratulations to those of you who won tickets.
Yeah, tonight's Merle Haggard. There still may be some tickets down there at Red Bluff. And tomorrow, Teen Talk, our first time just talking to a teenager here on the Free Fire. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?